Welcome to the Pure Sex Radio Broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. We exist to encourage and equip our listeners in the battle for biblical sexual purity. Your host is author and speaker, Jonathan Doherty, director of Be Broken Ministries.
Welcome back to this week's broadcast. It's good to have you here with us. Again, today in the studio, we've got Steve Cervantes. He's a licensed marriage and family therapist here in San Antonio, and he is also on our board of directors. And so it's good to have you back here, Steve.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, you've got something in particular that you'd like to share with us today. Why don't you tell us what you've got in there?
Well, you know what I appreciate about this program is you just let me come and talk a little bit. And I've been putting some pieces together in my head that that are a pattern I've seen. And maybe I should have known this all along, but somehow I didn't put these little pieces together. And what I'm thinking about sharing in today's discussion is about four areas. When you're working with an individual, there are four common areas that you can look for or that you can see in people that are struggling. Everyone that, from an emotional standpoint, has some stories and some baggage and some wounding. But let me go over these with you. The first one is a mood issue. We know that chemicals in the brain, or at least the current thinking, is chemical in the brain regulates mood. And if you don't have enough chemical, you just feel heavy and down. If you have the right amount of chemical, you have a good feeling. And so brains are organs just like any other organs, and they work well, and sometimes they don't work well, and sometimes they break down. And a brain organ is not a perfect organ. It's humanity. It's flesh. It's finite. And so and the systems that we run, women have hormones and estrogen and progesterone, and men have testosterone, and we all have a little of that, but the systems are different, and people's moods just get out of whack. And I guess let me just focus on anxiety and depression for a minute, because depression is a heavy state of being, and anxious is a restless state of being, and the belief is it's occurring because there's not enough pleasurable chemical, so I feel down, or there's too much anxious chemical, so I feel restless. And so the first area when you're thinking about somebody that's struggling is to ask yourself, do I think this is a mood issue? Is there just something about their biology? Because they'll tell you, I felt this way for a long time, or I've never had much energy, or my sleep is off, or my appetite's off, my concentration's off. They'll give you some ideas that it's not just some thoughts that they have. They'll actually tell you about their biology. And so when they're telling you about biology problems, you should think, I wonder if this is a mood disorder. The second area is a personality disorder. And personality disorders, the easiest way to describe it for me is to say it's an individual that has kind of a bent in their ability to perceive. And they are kind of socially awkward people. They do funny things, and it makes perfect sense for them to do them, like somebody being not very social. Put them in a crowd, they're not very social. Give them an opportunity to be the center of the crowd, they end up drifting to the outside. Talk to them, they don't look at you, they look down. There's something that's misperceived, and they, no matter how much you talk to them and reason with them, if there's a bent in their personality or if they have a personality disorder, they're always a little at odds with what you would consider the social norm to be. That's a personality disorder. The third area is childhood issues and childhood trauma. And childhood trauma, we all can relate to. It's like abandonment, neglect, abuse, just even being raised by alcoholic parents can just overwhelm a child's system and their coping. Being neglected and not spoken to for long periods of time, or too much anger in the home, as well as physical abuse and sexual abuse, all those things are traumatic and overload a system, and then that system carries a sense of heaviness about it. And then the fourth area is addiction, and that's where it's deeply woven into an individual system. They need increasing amounts. They tell themselves they can stop at any time, but they never quite do. They do risky behaviors. And in essence, their life is out of control. And they keep trying to manage their life by doing this goofy behavior, whether it's drinking too much alcohol or gambling too much or eating too much or spending too much. Whatever it is they're trying to cope with it. And so I've touched on mood issues, personality, childhood, and addiction issues. And I just wanted to share those four areas because this is about sexual purity. And sometimes there's a continuum where you can be a little impure, or you can aggressively be impure, or you can act out sexually to the point of being addicted. And so one of the questions underneath addiction is there anything else underneath that? And what we find in a lot of individuals is underneath addiction is you find a mood disorder. They're just depressed and they're acting out sexually to feel better. Or there's some old trauma, childhood shame issue underneath it, underneath the sexual addiction. And if you work on that childhood trauma, old shame and grief issue, it makes it easier to manage the sexual struggle or the sexual addiction.
Well, Steve, now of these four areas, do they feed into each other, or do they act pretty independently? In other words, if somebody's got a mood disorder, is that pretty much all they have, or I mean, do they overlap? How do these things fit together?
Well, when you think mood disorder, think biology. Okay, somebody's biology. I wonder how their biology works. And, you know, mood is their sleep is off, their concentration is off, their irritability is up. I mean, they woke up that way. Their biology is off. And if you have biology that's off, you need something to give you some relief. And that's why people now are taking an antidepressant so that they can feel better in their biology. But sometimes they drink alcohol to try to medicate themselves, or they gamble and excessively. They act out sexually. They misuse their sexuality because they have a mood disorder underneath their addiction.
So let's say that an individual, maybe one of our listeners, has some level of struggle in one of these areas, whether it be mood, personality, maybe a childhood trauma, or even they're struggling with an addiction. What is the whatever they're struggling with of these four things, or maybe a combination of the four, what is the process for that individual to get healthier, to get free?
Oh, that's a great question. And so from a biological standpoint, it's important to go get an exam. Sometimes your thyroid is acting up. And it's a matter of having your thyroid checked. Sometimes you go in and they'll do a blood test on you. They want to check your biology out when you have a mood disorder. That's an excellent thing. Go see a medical physician to get that checked out. In terms of emotional issues or personality issues or trauma issues, you want to be working with a counselor and talking through and pulling apart. Some people say, you know, why would I go to a counselor? They're not going to tell me anything I don't know. And, you know, I'm going to, you know, toot my own horn here, but a good counselor will help you pull apart stuff that's woven deep within your being and has burdened you and confused you. And if you can pull it apart and lighten what you're carrying, that's immensely helpful. So I would suggest finding a good counselor. And then in the area of addiction, you know, support groups are recommended. Get in community, work with other people, share the story, share the burden, get accountability partner.
Good. Well, and for those of you listening who would like to take some action and try to find some help, maybe find a counselor, find a group, just find more information or even get help locating a physician, you can give us a call here at the ministry. You can call us at 1-800-49-PURITY. Or you can log on to Be Broken's website at www.bebroken.com and contact us that way. Steve, you have any final thoughts?
I just hope we give each other grace, because as finite beings, as carrying biology, as having wounds we carry, and Satan roams about with addictions just waiting for you to pick them up and weave them into your being. I just hope that we can be grace-filled people and support one another and really embrace the fact that we can live with hope and peace when we walk in our spirit being.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, thanks again for being with us, and we hope to have you back here again soon.
Thank you.
Well, thanks again, folks, for being with us this week. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. You do realize that without your prayer and financial support, we can't even do these broadcasts, so we are so grateful for you. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Pure Sex Radio, 8930 Four Winds Drive, Suite 203 in San Antonio, Texas, 78239. You can also reach us by phone at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-49-PURITY. Again, that number is 1-800-497-8748. Or come visit us online at www.puresexradio.com. The website's a great place where you can also get our archived broadcasts, and you can download those in an MP3 format, or we've got them streamed online for you. You can also order a copy of the broadcast on CD for only $7, and that includes shipping and handling. Again, thanks for being here with us, and we'll see you back again next week.
Be encouraged. 1 Thessalonians 4:7 tells us, God has not called us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Get equipped. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us God's divine power has given us all we need for life and godliness.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Darty, founder and director of Be Broken Ministries, here to tell you about our third annual banquet coming up on October 7th in San Antonio, Texas. This event is an occasion where we invite you to come celebrate what God has done through this ministry over the past year. This year we're going to have live worship music, a full dinner is going to be served, testimonies will be shared by individuals whose lives have been changed, and an auction is going to be held for everyone in attendance with an opportunity to win a basketball signed by a world champion San Antonio Spurs player. You aren't going to want to miss this exciting and inspirational banquet. The event is free of charge and open to the public. We do ask that you register beforehand to help us plan for the dinner. To register, simply call 1-800-49-PURITY or email us at register@bebroken.com and include your name and number of guests. Again, call 1-800-49-PURITY to register today.